So I shared this with the kids this week a little bit, because this was a week talking about love with Valentine's Day. I said the Bible tells us that there's three types of love: philo or philo, brotherly love, friendship love, like the city of Philadelphia is supposed to be the city of love. The second one is eros, which is a romantic love, and agape, which is a giving or self-sacrificing love. A marriage can and should be based on friendship. A marriage should be based on romance, but it cannot survive without agape, a giving, self-sacrificing love. If your marriage is all about you, how can you meet my needs, my wants, my desires? What can you do for me? It will fail. A true lasting marriage must be all about the most significant person that is in your life, and that is your spouse. It's not about you, but it's about the other person in your life. Remember the old marriage vows? In fact, I still say them: in sickness and in health, in joy and in sorrow, in adversity and also prosperity. What are you really saying? My love for you is not based on how I feel, but it is based on the Word of God, the oneness of our relationship. It is an agape love. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, it gives us a picture of what it will be like in the last days. Verse 1 says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves." It gives us a picture of the people's attitudes in the last days before the Lord Jesus comes. The divorce rate in the United States today is between 60 and 70% in America. To divorce, to legally dissolve. How many will say, "I'm just not attracted to them anymore. I just don't have a friendship with them anymore. In fact, we don't do anything together anymore. We have different interests." Then I will show you a relationship where agape love was not even a consideration. The same love commitment that we have in our marriage, and this is a comparison today, is the same love commitment that we should have in the body of Christ. Listen to Paul's words in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. Ephesians 5 and verse 25. "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that it might present herself to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of the body, of his flesh and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, join to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and he gave himself for it. That's a steep hill to climb, isn't it, for us to say, "I'm going to have the same love in the body of Christ that Jesus had for the church." Are you willing to love the body of Christ at Crossroads Gospel as Christ did? Amen. What does God use as to illustrate Christ's relationship to the church? He uses the marriage relationship. Can we not say in reverse, our marriage relationship, our love for the body of Christ should in fact illustrate our love relationship that we have with Jesus? And the answer is true. In John 13, 34, he says, "I give you a new commandment." This is what it says. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Jesus didn't say, this is a suggestion I give to you today. He says, this is a commandment. In verse 31, it says, so when he had gone out, Jesus said, now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him immediately. And then listen to the words of Jesus. Little children, I shall be with you just a little while longer, yet I will seek me as I said to the Jews, where am I going? You cannot come. So now I say to you a new commandment. Jesus would be leaving them soon. And this is where they needed to focus, and what they needed to focus on, or they were going to self-destruct. A church cannot be focused on friendship. A church must be focused on the truth of God's word, a marriage which each spouse has an agenda all about them. That marriage is in trouble. When a church body has members with their own agenda, assuming ownership, it will soon be in trouble. A church body needs to move forward in the unity of the Spirit, not in the idea of I know best, my way or the highway, or I want my way. Look at the express image of love that given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ in John 3:16. God so loved who? The world. He gave. He gave. You can't get any better picture of agape love than the Father giving his very own Son so you could have life, or his very own Son giving his life so you could have life. God gave his Son. The Son gave his life. Now that is agape love. That is self-sacrifice. Does your marriage and does your church body show such love? That's a challenge for all of us. We know that the word love is not a noun. It means nothing to just say it. We must display it. It is an action word. I pray you can see today the comparison between the marriage relationship and our church relationship. I leave off today with four words as a challenge to all of us in our marriage and in our church relationship. The first word, number one, is mentor. How can I mentor you today to help you grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm going to give you these four words. I'd like for you to write them down. I'd like for you to take them and cut them out of a piece of paper and paste them on your mirror, or tape them to your mirror at home, that you're going to see every day. Number one, that you're going to mentor. How can I mentor you today, honey, so you can have a closer relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? When I come to the church, how can I come into the church? Who am I going to mentor today? I want to mentor everyone that I come in contact with. I want them to know Jesus, and I want them to have the best experience that they can with the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, how can I minister to you? How can I minister today to the needs in your life? We said in Psalm 23, the 23rd Psalm, he says, the Lord restores my soul. What can I do to help restore you? What can I do to help you in your emotional needs that you have? Husband and wives, you have emotional needs. And every day I should think about the emotional needs of my wife. I shouldn't go around saying, you just need to get over it. You just need to shut up. You just need to get on with it. I need to work, because their soul is different than my soul, because we're wonderfully and fearfully made in the image of God. Carol has a different soul makeup than mine does. She has different emotional needs than I have. So just getting on with it doesn't work. I need to say, how can I meet the need that you have in your life? How can I minister to that? You know, it was this old story, these two people that were laying in bed, and the husband, he don't have any hair, which I can relate to. And he looks over there on the dresser, and he says, and he looks over there, he's got his hearing aids over there, he's got his glasses over there, and he's got his teeth over there. And he says, Ethel, he says, I got more of me on the nightstand than I do here in bed. In that illustration, they've been married for that many years and they've been long together that long, and they can say, I love you more today than I did when I first met you. How can you do that? Because of the oneness of the relationship that has grown and grown, and it gets stronger and it gets stronger. I can tell you today, I am more in love with Carol than I was when I first met her. That's the relationship we want to have in the church. To serve is the third word. How can I serve you today? As a minister, how can I serve you? Forgiveness. I will always forgive you. This is a picture of success in your marriage and in our church. Write these words down. Live by them. Put them on your bathroom mirror where both of you, husband and wife, see them every day. Number one, mentor. Number two, minister. Number three, serve. Number four, forgiveness. We truly have a picture of Jesus that he was willing to give all, and that's agape love. We thank you, Father.